supervised activity. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. That's from Clay's Well Service, the time-proven rotary well drilling experts serving farm, home, and industry with Equa expertise. Water systems and emergency pump service to serve your specific needs. Just call 307-286-8914. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Before I get to Larry, I just want to mention 60 Minutes yesterday, 60-minute program. You have to understand it's shaping your view of what's going on in the world, and basically, of course, it was all about poverty in America, and it was about families that had lost their homes, and people who were living in motels or living in their cars, and the hungry children. And ladies and gentlemen, there are people living in motels and living in their cars. There are hungry children in America. And this whole thing is all engineered by the people who run 60 Minutes, who run Viacom, that owns CBS, that runs 60 Minutes. They know they're part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The six major corporations that control our media are part and parcel of the program. They talk about when the jobs come back. The jobs aren't coming back. They know that we've sent our manufacturing jobs overseas. They know we have intentionally sent our so much of our engineering and so much of our building and the electronic technology jobs overseas. They're not coming back because there's an organized effort to bring austerity and poverty to America by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Read the writings of Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, in the November-December issue of Foreign Affairs magazine. That's their flagship journal, and there they tell you what they're going to do. They're going to bring austerity and poverty to America. They're going to destroy the value of our money. Our currency is being eroded progressively by inflation intentionally. And all of this could be cured very easily if we simply had tariffs to protect America, if we certainly had a stable currency. But we have an elite who has a different plan because they have a different God. And they're creating crisis after crisis after crisis. One of them is a drug war along the border. Certainly, we're doing everything we can to transfer our weapons and guns to the drug cartels. After all, they didn't have weapons. They couldn't be killing one another and terrorizing the people on both sides of the border. And that's the story we're going to be talking about with Larry Pratt this morning. The organized effort by the Bureau of Alcohol and Firearms, Tobacco and Firearms, to transfer weapons. After all, the criminals can't buy weapons in Mexico, so the BATF ordered gun stores and gun shows in America to sell weapons to people who never should have gotten them. Why? So then they could say, look, all those weapons are coming for America. We need more gun laws in America. No, ladies and gentlemen, this was a BATF planned program, and people have died But nobody's been fired. Nobody's going to be fired on this. And they certainly want to put the lid on this. The last thing they want you to know is that there are people in government who want the violence, who are promoting murder, because they want to be able to take the guns away from the American people, blaming you and I for what these wicked people have done. Larry Pratt, I want you to tell the story of what's really going on down there on the border and what they're going to do in Washington, D.C. about it. Hi, Larry.
Good morning. Well, I think what they're going to do about it is continue to celebrate Gay Pride Month. They just did that last week. Doesn't that show that they're really plugged in?
Right.
It's amazing. In the middle of this enormous scandal, they had time to celebrate Gay Pride Month. Anyway, the best that we can tell, some whistleblowers have come forth. And they have been warning us that the agency has come up with this incredible, bizarre notion that they could run guns into Mexico. Officially, the idea was that they were going to do some kind of a sting operation and pull down the drug cartel leaders. But, of course, if you lose control of the evidence, the chain of evidence is no longer intact. You don't have any case for anything. And
but how would they possibly track the guns going into Mexico? Oh, were the GPS localizers in them? Were there chips in them so they could follow them? How did
out of 2,500 guns, they had one GPS. So, no, I don't think that was the idea at all. What they were doing was they had taken a program that had been ongoing for over a couple of decades called Operation Gunrunner, where they would either have a confidential informant or somebody that had been suspicious in their purchase, like thousands of dollars in cash, buying a whole bunch of AK-47s or whatever, and then they would surveil that person until they made a sale to somebody who was not legally able to buy a gun, a convicted felon, whatever, and then they'd make an arrest. But they decided in October of 2009, at a rather high-level meeting with FBI, IRS, ATF, Border Patrol, State Department, and the DEA, that they were just going to let the guns go. After that illegal sale that they would monitor, they would just let the guns go. And apparently they were hoping that most of them would go into Mexico. And in the weekly briefings that were given to the acting director of the ATF, it was noted that they were pleased that the amount of crime was increasing in Mexico. So, in other words, they were assuming that they could take credit for the increased crime in Mexico with the guns that they were running in. And that was reinforced by the guns that were found at Mexican crime scenes that could be traced back to the United States.
Well, that's
frankly
criminal activity on the part of the people who wanted to increase the crime there. How many of them have been fired?
Well, of the 2,500 guns that had gone
hold
walking,
that thought, Larry. Hold that thought. And I can assure you that we are doing everything we can to promote crime. It's about time the American people woke up. We'll be right back.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Dr. Stan, Larry, go ahead and pick up this story. But it sounds to me like our government was doing everything they could to increase violence and murder in Mexico. Would that be the impression you're getting?
That is what emerges from even the documents from ATF that have been released by the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Representative Darrell Issa, that they were actually pleased that their efforts to get guns into Mexico was coincident with an increased violent crime rate in Mexico. Now, whether they actually were that successful is another issue. The numbers that I've seen over the last several years would indicate that some 120,000 firearms have been recovered by the Mexican police at crime scenes. Of that, 9,600 have been traced back to the United States. Only 9,600, really. And of that, 2,500 were sent down by the federal government, if you will, through this Fast and Furious program that they began in October of 2009. That means that there is about 6% of guns that went down, not sent down by the federal government, but people buying guns who then either years later end up in Mexico or whatever, 6%. And yet the ATF had been claiming that, 90% of the guns picked up at Mexican crime scenes are from the United States. Well, yeah, 90% of the guns in the small sample that the Mexicans provided were, but that was nothing like the 120,000 guns that had actually been picked up. Later they revised it down to 70%. Well, they're heading in the right direction, but they're still way off. They just haven't come clean with the fact that there's a whole lot of guns that have gone into Mexico. And I think from everything I can figure out, there are two sources of these guns in Mexico, the 95% that are not from the United States. There are firearms that get into criminal hands from the Mexican police and military. We actually, and those would be guns that we did sell to the Mexican military, but it's rather difficult for anybody to buy them here. You're certainly not going to walk into a gun show and buy an M16 battle rifle. That is what most of our soldiers are using. And the other major source of firearms in Mexico are those coming up from three of the Central American countries that in the past have had conflicts internally, and the military has a huge arsenal of these firearms that were involved at that time, and they're doing the same thing that some of the Mexican military and police are doing. They're sending them into the hands of the cartel in Mexico because they got the money to pry the guns loose. So that's what's really happening, and it's almost silly, but it's still murderous that our government would be sending guns down to Mexico. And at the same time, before the whistleblowers came forth, and God bless them, at the same time, they were pointing the finger at gun stores saying, "Well, there are some gun stores that are really doing some irresponsible things, and we need to have tighter gun control laws to keep them from this terrible activity." Yeah, right. Meanwhile, they're sending 2,500 guns to Mexico, which, by the way, have been connected
to criminal activity.
Yeah. They're breaking a number of laws, and the end result has been some 150 people have been murdered with guns that have been found at the scene of the crime that were traced back to the United States. And these are firearms that came from stores where sometimes the owners of the stores would call ATF and say, "You know, we got a guy in here buying a gun. He doesn't have any problem on the background check, but you know, he's got all these thousands of dollars in cash, not just a check but cash, and he's buying 10 AK-47. What do you think we ought to do? We're a little concerned about this." "Oh, no. Go ahead and sell them. That's okay. We're monitoring it." Well, turns out they weren't monitoring it. Or if they were, the agent at the scene of the next sale where the illegal sale was occurring would call to headquarters and say, "Okay, we've got him. He's made this illegal sale. So okay for us to move in and make an arrest?" No, that's okay. Just let him go." This is the law enforcement operation here in the United States. And still, with all of this illegal activity that they were committing, they weren't having that big an impact on Mexican crime. That's what's so incredible. Apparently, they knew that their 90% or their 70% claim was false, and so they were desperately eager to jack up the numbers of American firearms that might be traced back to American gun sales so that they could say, "Well, you know, it's our bad. It's all this terrible crime in Mexico, and we need to tighten up our gun control laws." Right. We don't know that for a fact, but we do know that Eric Holder, shortly after he became Attorney General, was calling for a renewal of the Clinton gun ban. And during 2010, he was reiterating that call for a renewal of the Clinton gun ban. And even Nancy Pelosi, not exactly a right winger, told Holder to shut up. "We're having enough trouble in this election without injecting the gun issue into this." But in the meantime, they've been very busy. They've been doing things like Fast and Furious, running the guns into Mexico, banning the re-importation of 830,000 rifles from Korea, M1 Garands, that are antique guns at this point. They're mostly valued as a collector's item. But the ATF said they might fall into the wrong hands. We don't want those guns. Can you imagine doing a bank job with a 5-foot-long, 10-pound gun? I don't think so. But anyway, that's the world that they live in. They're trying to reenact the Clinton gun ban in another way, using the Nazi-era concept of sporting use. Civilians, not sovereign citizens, but civilians, ought to only be able to own a firearm that's usable, suitable for sporting use. And this pertains to the importation of guns. So if you want to import a gun, then it has to be suitable for sporting use. And if you want to import certain shotguns now, the ATF has some proposed regs that would prohibit their importation if they have any of the accessories and features that were enumerated in the Clinton gun ban, a folding stock, a forward, what you call it, mount for the for your hand to hold the gun. Any of those kinds of things, that would just be over the edge. That makes the gun a an assault weapon and not suitable for civilian ownership because it's not suitable for sporting use. So the guys in the administration have been very busy, even without being able to enact legislation. They're hard at work. They're doing a great job at keeping guns out of the hands of the American citizen.
And, of course, as the tempo of violence that is being planned increases here, people are going to need weapons to defend themselves and their children, after all. You know, if you got a problem, it doesn't do any good to call the police. In many instances, they're not going to be there on time, and you could be very dead while you're waiting for the police. You've got to be able to defend yourself, as we see an increasing level of violence in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Now, Darrell Issa, the head of the Homeland, or the Oversight Committee in the House, had a couple of hearings and had some of the whistleblowers come and testify, and they were, as much as I don't like the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, and I don't see that there's any constitutional warrant for its existence, ought to be done away with, my hat is off to these agents who had the honor, the integrity, the courage to come forth and say, we're breaking the law. We're putting the guns into the hands of criminals, and that's not law enforcement. That's not a proper police procedure. And we told our supervisors that, and they went ahead and did it anyway. And we warned them that if this is going to be what we're doing, people are going to end up getting killed, as indeed some 150 have. That we know of, where guns were at the crime scene that were traced back to American gun sales through the Fast and Furious project. So that was a very powerful testimony a couple of weeks ago that Congressman Issa had. Then at the last part of the hearing, the second hearing that he had, involved an assistant secretary. A deputy attorney general for legislative affairs, a guy by the name of Ronald Weisch. And Mr. Weisch sat down and began his prepared remarks by pointing out how much he and the Justice Department wanted to cooperate so much with Mr. Issa and his investigation. And he was here to assure Mr. Issa that they were going to continue to be as cooperative as they possibly could. Well, that was baloney. And Issa, after Weiss's testimony was finished, his prepared statement was finished, didn't even thank him for having come, for his remarks. He began tearing into him, saying, "You sat there just now and talked about how you are cooperating with this committee," and he held up about three sheets of paper, totally blacked out, totally redacted, nothing that you could see, nothing, not one word, total ink. And he said, "This is what you call cooperation? We've gotten hundreds of pages from you just like this. This is not cooperation. This is a stonewall." By the end of the interrogation, he held up another letter from Mr. Weisch from a few weeks prior to the hearing, in which Weisch said that the Department of Justice has never knowingly let guns walk into Mexico. And after the testimony of the agents, it was perfectly obvious that they were doing just that. And so Isa said, now that we know that's a lie, what do you have to say about that? That letter was written by a committee, and I don't know who wrote that sentence. And Isa said, well, then you go back and find out who did write that sentence and come back here and report to us who wrote that sentence. And Weish, this is incredible. I can't imagine this happening. He said, I cannot commit to that.
People have to understand the Congress is impotent, that it's all political theater. There is a bureaucracy that is actively promoting crime and murder, and they are being paid with our tax dollars. When are the American people going to get angry?
That's really the question. I think there was some anger in 2010, and we saw some changes made. And I'm hopeful that the anger is still there and building after what we saw happen in Wisconsin, where the union...
We'll be back in a moment with Larry Pratt, Generalist of America.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network and our guest Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you saw the hearings on television? And you're not going to see the hearings on television. You're going to hear about Lindsay Lohan and Tiger Woods and Madonna and Lady Gaga and all sorts of other things, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger's illicit affair, John Edwards' illicit affair, how wonderful Gay Pride Week is. But the hearings about how the government is shipping weapons to the drug cartels and leading to murder and violence in Mexico, why don't they show those hearings on nightly news? Oh, we're too busy on the local automobile accidents. Ladies and gentlemen, our minds are controlled, our ideas shaped by the people who control the media. And thank goodness for this radio station where you get the truth, because most of the media is totally irrelevant. Well, Larry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with an important organization, Gun Owners of America, become part of your team, and help you as you expose what's going on in Washington, D.C., and bring the truth to the American people.
Well, Stan, there's two ways that folks could get a hold of us. The easiest way, if they have a computer, is to just go to gunowners.org, and there's a red button right there on that front page where they can click and sign up for our alerts, which deal with our legislative activity on Capitol Hill. And when they're in receipt of one of these alerts, we generally have embedded in them an email that they can send off to their appropriate member of Congress. So I hope folks will go to gunowners.org and take advantage of that. The staff on these congressmen's payroll continue to tell us that, hey, keep those email coming. They make a difference. Members of Congress want to know what folks are thinking, and it doesn't really matter how that opinion comes in. So even a quick and easy email is going to do the job. If you can't get on the web at gunowners.org, then go to 888-88-6-GUNS and give us a call. It's a toll-free number, 888-88-6-GUNS, and you can get membership information there. We're all at $20 a year, so we hope that people might decide to want to join up and get the newsletter that we send out to our members and be further informed from those mailings.
Well, let me recommend the Gun Owners of America. They're a good organization. They've always been on the right side of the issues. And they've infiltrated most of our major Christian ministries and organizations and our liberal organizations. Well, it's about time. But this is an organization, I can assure you, is doing a great job. So that's Gun Owners of America. And once again, what's the telephone number, Larry?
888-88-6-GUNS, G-U-N-S.
Okay, fine. Well, what are some of the other issues? Is there anything else we ought to say about this gun-running operation, the guns being run by our BATF into Mexico so the crime syndicates can kill and torture people?
One of the things that emerged from the documents that Representative Issa, head of the Oversight Committee in the House, had made public was that the head of the ATF, Kenneth Melson, had been given a password so that he could go online and watch in real time over video streaming, live streaming on the Internet, a gun store that had been forced to cooperate with his program, and he could watch sales actually being made by a hidden camera. So it's as if they were really enjoying this thing, and, hey, you know, bring me some more popcorn. This is a great movie. It's unbelievable that something like this would be such a joy to these bureaucrats. Human life doesn't mean a thing. We're in a culture of death that is clearly interested in only one thing. What's in it for me? How do I feel about it? And so this guy, Melson, the head of the ATF, has been under a lot of pressure to resign. And over the weekend last week, we thought maybe he was going to resign from rumors that were emanating from the agency, from the Bureau. But then it turned out later in the week that no, he's not going to resign. He hasn't done anything wrong, and he's been digging his heels in. And so this presents a real dilemma to the to Eric Holder, the Attorney General, which is over the ATF, and to the White House. What do we do with this guy? If we fire him, then he's going to probably go over and talk to Darrell Issa's committee. And if we don't fire him, what does that make us look like? So they've got themselves a really tough situation, and Nelson's not helping to make it any easier. And I would think they're highly concerned about this whole scandal and where Nelson is right now. Stan, I tell you, if it were possible, I would love to have an exclusive sales rights in the Department of Justice and the ATF for Depends. I think these people are really worried about what's going to happen, and they don't really know where to go from here, what to do. One of the whistleblowers said this goes all the way up into the office of the Attorney General. Another guy by the name of Bouchard, who had been a high-level bureaucrat in the ATF, now retired, said anything that is this big, any operation Fast and Furious that's like this, that's not going to be. Apparently it originated in Phoenix, and then it went all the way up the chain for approval. And he said something like this isn't going to stop just at ATF or even in the Department of Justice. It's going to go all the way to the top. So if I had to bet, my bet would be that the guy in the White House that signed off on this was Rahm Emanuel, the current mayor of Chicago, the guy that had infamously said, a la Saul Alinsky, don't let any good crisis go to waste. And, hey, here's a crisis we can make. This is cool.
Well, they have done so many intolerable things, keeping 250,000 troops in Afghanistan to fight 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda, criminal activity, and now they're going to pull out 10,000 troops. Isn't that wonderful? But we still have 90,000 troops there and 110,000 contractors and 46,000 NATO troops to fight 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda. A boy, obviously those must be ferocious members of Al-Qaeda. Either that or our troops aren't very effective. Or maybe it's all a scam. We'll be right back here. Give us a call if you have a question. 877-2...
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502. Or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Building Blocks Child Care Center in Cheyenne reminds listeners yearly many children are subject to various forms of child abuse. If you or someone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. Get involved today. That's Building Blocks Child Care Center in Cheyenne. They're committed to providing top quality child care for your child. They feature age-appropriate curriculum and development activities, nutritious snacks and meals for 6 weeks to 12 years of age. It's all in a safe and secure environment by loving and caring staff. Call 307-633-7369.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Larry Pratt, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, a comment for Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, Larry, go right ahead.
Well, we are watching the silence of the Democrat media that obviously have been trying to protect their buddies in the Democrat administration, President Obama, and they're, with a notable exception or two, really just not carrying any news about that. This is the dog that didn't bark. This is very significant, I think, and if there were ever any question about how pro-Democrat the media, the mainline so-called media is, here it is. Here you have something that far surpasses Watergate. You know, Richard Nixon wasn't trying to bury 150, cover over 150 bodies, but that's the body count so far of Operation Fast and Furious, and the only thing you can hear is the crickets. Silence, silence. Now, there's been a notable exception, and that's Cheryl Atkinson, who was an investigative reporter at CBS Evening News. She's done a number of interviews and reports with whistleblowers, and if you go to gunowners.org, you can see a link to her coverage of this, and it's worth doing because she has actually brought the story forth. The problem is, it's good news, bad news. The bad news is that aren't that many people watching CBS Evening News anymore, so not that many people have seen what Ms. Atkinson has done. The good news is that CBS doesn't have many viewers because overall they've just been part of the enemy propaganda. I've been on Fox several times now, and they've got a reporter, William Lajeunesse, who's been covering this fairly regularly. But everything else in the media is, at best, there's a story here and a story there. Nothing like the drumbeat that they had when Watergate was underway or some other Republican boo-boo. These guys are so partisan, it is just amazing. And their conviction has been delivered in the court of Fast and Furious, where they've just got laryngitis, and they're not going to say a thing, apparently. So that's been one of the derivatives of this, is the overwhelming evidence of the partisanship of the major media. But the good news is that there are guys like bloggers, like Mike Vanderbo and David Kodria. Mike Vanderbo writes at Sipsey Street Irregulars, David Kodria at GunExaminer.com. These are the guys that saw interesting things happening at a blog site called CleanupATF.com, I think it is. And they saw ATF agents writing pseudonymously about the illegal operations that were taking place in their agency. And they through friends of friends of friends of friends, got in touch with the agents, and man, they made it plain that they, you know, they have the same view that we have here at Gun Owners of America, that there shouldn't be an ATF, but they really, as do I, admire the character of the agents that were willing to blow the whistle on illegal activity. And they eventually were able to get their confidence that they weren't out to sting them in any way, and then they were able to get information, contact information, first to Senator Grassley and then to Representative Issa, who got in touch with these agents and began building the case that we now have that indicates that the ATF has been doing these horrendous things. Just an astonishing willingness to plot the random murder of however many people it might take through this gun-running operation that would then result in the aggrandizement of the top brass at ATF and actually in the Department of Justice. And I think it goes even beyond institutional self-aggrandizement. It goes to the ideological agenda of the Obama regime. Eric Holder is an outspoken proponent of banning guns, and I'm thoroughly convinced, although we don't have a document that says this is what happened, but since it has no police validity to have an Operation Fast and Furious, I'm thoroughly convinced that the explanation lies at the door of Sarah Brady's anti-gun mentality. Eric Holder sharing that, telling us early on in the administration he wants to ban guns.
If people are being killed as a result of it, at least a charge of involuntary manslaughter should be lodged against Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, because whoever authorized this is guilty of murder indirectly, and they would certainly be held criminally responsible until we're willing to enforce the laws on everyone instead of perhaps some guy, you know, out here in the hinterlands, unfortunately, who may accidentally run somebody down with a car, and we put him in jail for involuntary manslaughter. If you are a high government official, you have to be held to the same standards.
I hope so. Absolutely. This is something, and you know, I've been watching Representative Issa throughout this whole process, and he has spent weeks sending investigators around Washington, a couple of times to Arizona. This guy is thorough, and what I guess I particularly liked was to see a Republican take a Democrat and verbally undress him, just really weigh into him the way he did this assistant Deputy Attorney General, Ronald Weiss.
We're out of time, Larry. God bless. Talk to you real soon.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Hope you enjoyed the conversation with Larry Pratt. You see, there is an invisible government out there. They want murder and mayhem. They take us into wars. They take us into the First World War and the Second World War and the Korean War and the Vietnam War and the First Gulf War. And now we're in the Second Gulf War. 14% of our boys are coming back from over there, pulmonary cripples. 14% of the young men we sent over there are coming back pulmonary cripples because of lung dysfunction. They know what they're doing. They're destroying their lives. We're not fighting for freedom. Certainly 911 was an inside job. We know that certainly all those buildings had went down having nothing to do with the fact they were hit by planes. The planes hit them. That doesn't mean the planes hitting the building, causing the buildings to collapse. Watch Building 7 come down. You can see it on my website at radioliberty.com. Notice how the center of the roof caves in first. That's a controlled demolition. So the walls will fall in. Then they take out the base of the building, and it falls at the speed of gravity. The murderers are there. Are you concerned? Do you really care? Are you willing to fight for America? Well, that's why you need to get the information. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the little book by Gary Allen, which we carry, sold 7 to 10 million copies. Totally suppressed now. They've shredded most of them, but it's called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. You would think with 7 to 10 million copies, it would be available at every bookstore. Well, I'll try to find one. Well, we have it. None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Get the book, read it, and help us to get the information out about what's really going on. We have John Stormer's classic book, None Dare Call It Treason. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have information on all sorts of things, 4 tape sets on everything imaginable, or 4 CD sets. You need to get the 4 CD set on the Illuminati, on the Return of the Giants, certainly on the oil deception. That's a DVD, incidentally, with an excellent syllabus. The world is awash with oil. They just don't want you to know that. They want to get the price up, and they're doing that, and then they're going to be taking us into a new war with the Muslim world, and this one, millions of people will die. But that's wonderful, because the real agenda is population control. And if you haven't heard my talk, Plan Population Reduction, you need to get it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You've got to start organizing your people locally. You need to get an Institute of the Constitution organized to teach people about our Constitution. You need to get involved in the political process and send people to Washington, D.C., who will do what's right, will represent you, rather than the people of great wealth who control both political parties and make mockery out of the electoral process. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs. They're 9 hours a day. Encourage others to listen and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and